Incorporated or their management.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Get up, stand up.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh my goodness, we are so glad that you're tuning in from all over the country to hear our show today, because we have a great show. We're going to be talking about, oh, you know, that young vote power. Oh my goodness, we were in the mighty, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona for the last week, undertaking a Gen Z and Young Millennial Voting Rights Leadership Conference. Oh, it was amazing. But let me bring on my incredible co-host, the leader of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition and one of our nation's foremost attorneys. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Daryl Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara, it must be Tuesday, it must be noon, Eastern Standard Time, because we're talking about igniting change. And I tell you, Barbara, what a change that was being ignited in Phoenix, Arizona, when these 50 young millennials and Gen Zs went there for this intensive training session over 13 different panels and activation, and the HBCU All-Star Game, which also served as an activation for these 47 to 50 Gen Z trainees. Barbara, it was just an outstanding time. It was a great time. I think people learned. They learned in depth. They cried. They laughed. They danced. And most of all, they walked away with a spirit of determination to be certain that everybody that can vote has that right to vote, and they're ready to go out there and start working to protect it, Barbara. Just an incredible, incredible experience, I think, for everyone that was involved. And, you know, Barbara, we've been able to wrestle up some of the Gen Z trainees that were there in Phoenix with us that are going to be on the show. And I just think it's going to be an exciting time here today, Barbara.
All right, now, and I am reading a message that just landed in my mail. It is from one of our trainees, and she sent this to the TJC leadership. And she says the following: I know this is the first time I said my thanks, but I truly appreciate that I had such an informative, positive experience, unlike any other. Having the opportunity to get involved in the downtown Phoenix area showed me that there are so many people who are willing to listen and are just as interested in joining the fight for voting rights. Additionally, seeing a young Hispanic mother smile and give her children the books that represent her warmed my heart, as well as seeing the rest of the smiling faces that showed up to visit the community event. The speakers at the panels were beyond impactful with their words, and now I feel prepared to begin serving and leading my community in all facets, including advocating for voting rights. I've been greatly inspired, impacted, and changed because of this experience. Hey, Daryl! There you go again, right?
That's it, Barbara. That's what the training is designed to do. That's what we hope that's the impact that we hope that it has. So we're always excited, and I know that you had a number of people that came up to you. I've had a number of people from the training that have come up to me to just say thank you for the experience, and thank you for what we call removing blinders that you didn't even know were there.
My
experience for so many. And I think we have four of them that are on the call here
yes.
with us today, Barbara.
So why don't you do the introductions, Daryl? Why don't you start with the introduction? Thank you.
We have Angel Edwards who's with us, and Angel Edwards is now an alumni of Transformative Justice Coalition Training. She's part of that Phoenix 2024 class. She's a graduate of the Bethune-Cookman University in Dayton, Florida. She has a degree in political science and a double concentration in history and African social studies. And she's preparing to study legal studies and paralegal program at Florida State College. And she was also one of the went through the Liberator training with Black Voters Matter. So she's double chained. So we know with her being double trained, Barbara, that she's definitely ready to hit the circuit and get out there and get people registered, take them to the polls and everything else. Angel, you with us? Please say hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
But Angel's not alone, Barbara. Angel's not alone because we also have with us, coming out of Chicago, Illinois, he now is an alum of the Transformative Justice Coalition Gen Z training as well, that Phoenix 2024 class. He's a native of Indianapolis, Indiana, and he has served in Indianapolis for a while. He's now the senior pastor at the Second Baptist Church of Maywood, as well as the national director of 1,000 churches connected to Rainbow Push. He's none other than Pastor Chauncey Brown. Reverend Brown, Pastor Brown, hello, welcome.
Hey, family, how are you?
We're great.
We're great. We also have with us Barbara Sadija Wallace. And Sadija is, she's part of that 2024 Phoenix class. She's an outstanding member of that class. She's a public relations major out of the Howard University. Volunteered for a variety of state and local campuses. You know, she did the Rock the Vote, the Get Out the Vote. And I can almost tell you that she's really going to talk about this training in depth. And also, she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Sadija Wallace, welcome, Sadija.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We also have with us Barbara Gisela Alvazurez, and Gisela is part of that alumni class as well. She's a sophomore at Florida State University. She's majoring in political science with a dual degree in sociology and is on the pre-law track. So, Gisela, welcome. Welcome to Igniting Change, Gisela.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you all.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Daryl. Daryl, kick us off with our first question.
Okay, well, Gisela, let's start with you. What was the highlight for you during this training? Gisela?
Oh, two dropped. I wonder what happened.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go over to Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown, what was the highlight for you during the training?
The training was so rich and so enlightening, but I will say the moment at the HBCU All-Star Game, we plan to activate, but the resistance that we experienced, that was a highlight for me.
Wow.
Well, why don't we explain what happened, Daryl, so people can understand what he means by the resentment, so that folks will understand the background of this. Okay.
So, Barbara, you want to go into the background?
Yeah. Well, you know, explain to people. It's very simple, folks. We were told that because the host facility we were told that we were not allowed to pass out voting information, our T-shirts and our buttons and everything else that we do to inspire a community to vote. We're at Grand Canyon University, which is very conservative, but still, it didn't make sense that we were told that we could not do such a thing. And what we were actually told was that we couldn't have a table out at the facility to do those things. And we decided that you don't tell us never, ever, ever, as long as there is a TJC, that we cannot tell people to vote. So, Daryl, you take it from there. and what happened Absolutely. When we got there.
Absolutely, Barbara. So, you know, of course, once we arrive at Grand Canyon University, our bus pulls up, the big John Lewis bus pulls up with the images and the Gen Z voting power and the Latino coming on it. And almost immediately after our folks get off of the bus and they're, everyone is dressed in their blue John Lewis T-shirts and their TJC T-shirts and their Black Voters Matter T-shirts, the security comes over to confront us. To tell us that we cannot come into the facility. They're not going to let us come in. They're not going to let us hand anything out, no buttons, no T-shirts, nothing. No interaction because they're considering it political, even though we're nonpartisan, considering it political. So we had made the decision that we were going to get in. We stood our ground, and we certainly made note that we were nonpartisan. And that what we were there to do, and we ended up being able to be permitted to come into the facility. We brought T-shirts, 200 or so T-shirts that we also brought into the facility with us with our Gen Zs. They were handing T-shirts out throughout the event. There's some 7,500 or so people that were there for the HBCU All-Star Game. They were able to get the – I mean, people were just – Pastor, help me out. Were they thirsty for those shirts and buttons, Pastor?
Pastor Brown, yes.
Easiest thing to give away. I mean, people were asking for more. I had a young lady that was standing in front of me, and she wanted my shirt off of my back.
Right.
We gave away so quickly.
And wait a minute. I was on the inside, just taking care of the inside fitness, and I had one of the administrators from the university begged me for a shirt, begged me several times, came up and wanted to make sure, sending me his number so that I can mail it to him. I just want people to understand that no matter what people tell you that you can't do, we always do. They tried to tell Harriet, Frederick. They tried to tell, Martin Luther King. They tried to tell everybody what we can't do, but we do what needs to be done and what's righteous in the moment. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. When you're standing on the side of doing what is right, don't move from that rock. Stand on your righteousness. Stand on your correctness. You know, Sadeja, you went through that experience. You went through all the other training that was involved as well. Share with us, what was one of your high moments?
Yeah, I think to echo what he said, definitely the activations were a highlight. I really enjoyed our community event and even the day before getting out to speak to people and invite them to our event. What I really enjoyed seeing was the young men that we had with us interacting with the kids, throwing footballs, playing with the basketballs that we had to throw out. As well as giving away the banned books because, like you mentioned, they were so excited to get them and they had them from all different reading levels, ones that were translated in Spanish. So that was a highlight for sure, as well as getting to meet 40 plus other like-minded people. And it was nice to be around younger people. As one of the millennials, I don't hang out with a lot of Gen Z, so that was definitely a different experience for me, too.
And, Daryl, we should let everyone know that we had that Friday, we went out into the community and we did sign waving. And all our people were sign waving. And people were honking and getting all excited. We passed out pamphlets, inviting people to that Saturday community engagement, which you just heard about. It was beautiful. We were at the Zion Institute, which we're so grateful to for hosting us. And we were assisted by the mighty Empowering Arizona and by the Councilwoman Hodges. It was just amazing. And we want you to know that people came out, brought their children, because we give away banned books. And the books are beautiful. They're just books about being Latino, books about being a Black person, like Ruby Bridges, talking about John Lewis. And they don't want people to learn any of this in certain states and in certain communities. So we take the knowledge to the people, and our young folks were doing it. And folks were getting those shirts. They were getting everything. In fact, what cracked me up was the people who not only, because we had a limit of 3 books per person,